It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
All right, so here I am back in studio. Took last week off. Vacation, right? It was the last week of summer before school started back. So I took my son to Epic Adventures at Universal, specifically to go to Mario World. So I was blown away by Mario World. The rest of the park outside of Mario World at Epic Adventures, I give it a big eh. Definitely a eh. Thumbs up. Eh. But Mario World, that thing's epic. And so here I am back in studio because I took a week of vacation last week. And I am a trooper. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I am here. I don't know if you can hear my voice or not, but I certainly can feel it, my voice. Went down to Universal, and I guess this thing, we got back on like Sunday night, Sunday afternoon, something like that. This thing jumped on me Tuesday. I mean, like, and I felt on Monday, I felt like, I had a little, you know, one of those. Tuesday, and it was just like chills, cough, tickle in the throat, the whole nine yards. I haven't told you guys this, but I'm a big believer in Theraflu. I think Theraflu could cure almost anything. Anytime I start feeling just a little bit sick, got a broken arm, here, take some Theraflu. I believe in Theraflu. So when I got back Tuesday, I was up in Savannah. When I got back to St. Simon's on Tuesdays, where I live, right? I took me some Theraflu, like late at night. And Wednesday morning, I woke up. I mean, I'm still, you know, you can hear me, but I feel a whole lot better. Theraflu can cure almost anything. And I mean anything. Anytime you start feeling even the most remotely, before it gets full blown, drink you a glass of Theraflu. That'll be the end of that. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, Jessup Furniture, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. The reason I told you that story was because I want you to know that I'm here for you, the listener. There's no way that I could go back-to-back weeks without being here for you guys. I took last week off for vacation. Maybe I could have taken off today because I'm not 100%, but that's part of doing this job. That's part of being a warrior. Just because you're not 100% doesn't mean you can just mail it in. You know, there have been times I've done this show where I've had like a blister or a hangnail. Doesn't stop me from being here for you guys because I'm a trooper. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, Jessup Furniture, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com. I think I just did that. So, the expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. Somebody moved my trash can to where I've got a lunge to get paper in there instead of it just being right here beside me while I'm doing the show, and I can just toss it and not have to like go way over here where you can't even hear me on the mic. Mind your business, stay in your lane. Hey, high school football season, we're there. We got scrimmage games going on this week. We got scrimmage games happening this weekend. Southeast Bullock and Brooklyn against Burke County. I mean, and I'm just going to name the ones off the top of my head. Southeast Bullock and Burke County. Brantley and Frederica. Brunswick High and Ware County. Yes, we are here. So what I want to do, I talked a little bit about this maybe, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks ago. Week one of the high school football season is just absolutely ridiculous. The amount of games that are like premier games on week one is just silly. So we're a little bit a week ahead, but I just can't wait. We're a week ahead, right? Season doesn't officially kick off until next Friday night. But we got all these scrimmage games, and I want to talk about the season now. So that's what we're going to do. So here are some of the games for opening week, next weekend, right? Brunswick High goes down and opens on the road in Kingsland at Camden. Benedictine goes on the road to the Hog Pen in Colquitt. Jenkins at Lowndes, Griffin at Tift, Tucker at Valdosta. Tucker goes over to Bazemore Hyder. Bradwell at Liberty, that's a big-time rivalry game. Wayne at Glenn, that's a very intriguing game. I guess when you look at it on paper, you're just kind of like, Wayne's been down. Glenn hasn't really been what it had been maybe, 5 or 6 years ago. But that's a really interesting game for those two very reasons. Wayne's been down. They had a dreadful year last year. Glenn hasn't been the perennial power that they were maybe 4 or 5 years ago. It's going to be an interesting game between the bricks at Glenn County Stadium in Brunswick. New Hampstead at South Effingham. Huge big-time rivalry game. Southeast Bullock at Statesboro. That's at Womack. They're going to play that game at Womack Field. Remember, Southeast Bullock beat the Blue Devils last year. First time they'd ever done it. Statesboro is going to be looking for some revenge. That's going to be a big-time game. Bainbridge at Coffee, big-time game. Lee at Warner Robins. Hey, guys, why don't y'all just jump in the deep end of the pool? Lee at Warner Robins, week one. Appling goes to the Swamp to play the Ware County Gators over in Waycross. Islands at McIntosh County Academy. Johnson at Bryan County. Long County at Vidalia. Tattnall at Claxton. Clinch at Bacon. Then you got another big-time rivalry game, Charlton at Brantley. Coach David Shore is trying to reverse fortunes for the Brantley County Herons. A little tough go of it last year. But that Brantley-Charlton game, you never know what you're going to get in that game. Charlton has dominated that series for sure, but there have been a few stunners. I think that game's going to be good. They're going to play it at Caney Bay over in Nahanna. Fitzgerald at Irwin. Washington at Jeff Davis. Swainsboro at Dublin. About 30-mile difference off of I-16. Two premier traditional powerhouse programs. Dublin has been winning a lot lately. Swainsboro had a down year last year. They had really been on a roll up until that. So that'll be a good game. Another big-time rivalry game. Week one. This thing's getting nuts. Savannah Christian at Whitefield. Charlotte Country Day at Savannah Country Day. Dooley at Tombs. Wilcox at ECI. Frederica at Savannah. Houston at Brookwood. That's going to be a monster of a game. I like Houston a lot. I think Houston's going to be really good. Eagles Landing at Northside. Calvary Day at Beach. And then the Irk Russell Classic Portal at Bullock Academy. I got to sneeze, but I'm fighting it. Nope, it won. Yeah, Irk Russell Classic. Portal at Bullock. Bullock, the defending GISA state champions. Bullock, Portal, of course, a program that has really made a lot of strides over the last 4 or 5 seasons to being respectable. Become a really good program. Week one is just loaded. So it doesn't matter what part of the – and I'm not even talking about any of the Atlanta games. I didn't even mention any of the Atlanta games. These are just games south of Macon. And it's that nuts. That many games crazy.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. High school football scrimmage games going on all over the state as we are just 1 week away from the kickoff of the season. Some scrimmage games going on from around Georgia. Southeast Bullock will host Burke County in Brooklet. Ware will visit Glenn County Stadium between the bricks to take on Brunswick High. Brantley heads over to St. Simon's to take on Frederica Academy under the Oaks. And Glenn will take a trip to the Bears Den in Blackshear to take on Pierce County. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. Football season is here and we are going long at Jessup Furniture. Living room suites, dining room suites, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices, all the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, just down from Old Times, 912-267-1897, and look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple-A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
I meant to mention this in the last, before we went to break, and I was just so preoccupied with other stuff that was going on. I was thinking about all of those games, right? I wanted to tease this because this is one of the most popular things that we do on this show. What that is the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. And so I'm going to give you my second edition of the preseason, the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, going into the scrimmage games. And from this point forward, throughout the entirety of the high school football season, we will be giving you the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings each and every week. Okay, so I gave you this list a couple weeks ago where I was like, this is my mid-preseason, nothing's going on. This is my top 10, and this is the way that shook out. At number 10, I had Savannah Christian. At 9, I had Brunswick. At 8, I had Ware. 7, I had Houston. 6, Benedictine. 5, Valdosta. 4, Coffey. 2, Bullock Academy. 3, Bullock Academy. 2, Pierce. And 1 was Camden. So that has changed. I know they haven't played any games. There's been no new developments. Everything's exactly the same. But my rankings have changed according to the formula. And again, so the way this works, there's a formula to this. Number one, you have to be eligible. Here's how you're eligible. You have to be south of I-16 or roundabout, or east of I-75 or roundabout. That's how you're eligible to be in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. If you're outside of that geographic area, you're ineligible. The formula takes things into account such as wins, key wins, losses, quality losses, strength of schedule, who you've beaten, who you've lost to, all of the things that should be included in a formula to rank teams, that's what it does. So, without any further ado, this is this week's Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. At number 10, holding strong at number 10, the Savannah Christian Red Raiders. Savannah Christian, a great season last year. Took an early exit in the playoffs, but I still like them. I think they're going to have a monster year. At number 9, falling down 5 spots from all the way to 4-9, the Coffee County Trojans. So kind of started doing some digging as we got closer to high school football season. I think Coffee's going to have a fantastic year. They're in a very, very difficult region, and they've got a very tough game right out of the gate. So we'll get a very good feel on whether I'm right or wrong about them being at number 9. At number 8, the Ware County Gators. They're also holding strong at number 8. They were ranked 8th previously. They're still at number 8. I like Ware a lot. Ware a little bit of a down year by Ware County standards last year. I think they're going to make a huge rebound. That region, and we'll talk about the regions a little bit later in the show. That region really becomes down to me. It comes down to Benedictine and Ware. And Benedictine, over the last few seasons, has gotten the better of the Gators. They did last year. Speaking of Benedictine, at number 7, falling 1 spot from number 6, the Benedictine Cadets. At number 7, again, I think them and Ware fight out for that region. At number 6, moving up 1 spot, the Houston County Bears. I think that there's a chance, and Houston is in a brutal region. That's like the Lee County region, Coffee, or whoever else. Well, again, we'll get into all of that in a little bit. I think Northside's in there too. That region is brutal. I think that Houston has a chance to win that region. Now, you got to beat Lee. That is the standard bearer in that region. You got to beat Lee. But I think Houston's got a chance to do it. I like Houston. I'm picking Houston to potentially be a dark horse and win that region. I'm picking Houston to maybe win the region. I'm not saying they're going to. I'm picking them to say maybe they will. That's my pick to maybe they will win that region. At number 5, holding strong at number 5, the Valdosta Wildcats. They've got another big game on week 1 themselves. Moving up 5 spots, the biggest mover of the week. At number 4, the Brunswick High Pirates jumped from 9 to 4. Looking at their roster on offense, they're going to score with anybody. They're going to be in a lot of shootout games too. There aren't a lot of teams in the state that are going to be able to outscore the Brunswick High Pirates. They are just loaded on offense. They create all sorts of matchup problems for defensive coordinators. They're going to score a ton of points. Now, Brunswick's defense is good, but there'll probably be some games where you're going to see some shootouts. Can anybody outscore Brunswick's offense? I don't know. I know they can score. I know the defense is okay. We'll see. Moving down two spots from number one to number three, the Camden County Wildcats. So this is a team that's reloading. They lost a lot of starters from last year. They still have a talented roster. The quarterback situation intrigues me about the Wildcats. They've got a senior quarterback that has been in the program since he was in eighth grade dressing varsity. They have they had a kid transfer in who's a four-star, who, to my best knowledge, is a huge leaning, at least if he's not committed to Florida, he's heavily leaning to Florida. He can throw the football, and he's an underclassman. So, you know, what does Camden do? Do they go with the guy that's been there, or they go with the four-star quarterback? Remember, they have transitioned out of the wing T to a spread offense under Coach Travis Rowland, who's now going into his second season. He got a taste of Region 1 6A last year. I think Camden's going to be pretty good. At number two, moving up one spot from three to two, the Bullock Academy Gators, the defending, reigning, defending GISA undisputed champions. Bullock also going to be really good. They've got a good test against Portal to open up in the Irk Russell. And the number one team moving up one spot in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. We'll call this week negative one. Week negative one. Pierce County Bear. The Pierce County Bears are the number one team in week negative one in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. And again, we will do this each and every week throughout the high school football season. Each and every week. I love it. It is one of our most popular segments. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, Jessup Furniture, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. For life. In the memory of Hollywood Hulk Hogan. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire off of Exit 29 in Brunswick. 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center. Friendly, honest service. SummerSlam was great, by the way. In case you didn't get a chance to see it, go get Peacock and make sure that you get a chance to watch that. Speaking of the WWE really quick as we're getting out, a huge deal announced between the WWE and ESPN, where ESPN is going to begin carrying their premium live events. WWE just keeps getting bigger and bigger. Congrats! No matter the temperature outside, the AC guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. Your exclusive Train dealer and Train comfort specialist. High quality work, trained professionals, top-notch local service. Give the professional hometown folks at the AC Guys a call, 912-638-5778, or check them out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
Welcome to Adobo Queens Restaurant, Brunswick's first and only authentic Filipino restaurant. Lumpia, pancit, and of course adobo chicken and pork. Take the short drive over and come on in. 6110 Altama Avenue, Suite 115, right next door to Kia. Or call ahead and order 912-456-3119. Or order online at adoboqueensmenufy.com. Takeout or dine-in available for lunch or dinner. Brunswick's newest sensation, Adobo Queens.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and his family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors. 2928 Norwich Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Friday, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Guys, it's time. Time for back to school. Don't be late and get to Cunningham Jewelers. It is time for that new watch to keep you on time. Whether it's time for a new battery, band, or a brand new watch, it's the right time to get to Cunningham Jewelers. Stay on time with the coolest and trendiest watches available, so be timely with a visit to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. 912-265-8652 or online cunninghamjewelers.com.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
In the city, it's a pity because we just can't hide. Tinted windows don't mean nothing, they know who's inside.
And it's tricky to rock around, to rock around. That's right, on time is tricky.
So I got a chance to do the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings last night. Man, that felt good because like it just dawned on me in the break that we're going to be doing that week in, week out from this point on because we are now entering into the high school football season. Holy cow. So I'm going to go. I was thinking about what I'm – so Friday night I'm probably going to be – I might be in Brooklyn. I might go to Brooklyn for the Southeast Bullock Burke County game. I might do that scrimmage game or I might go to Brunswick and do the Ware County and Brunswick game. I do know that I'm going to be at the Brantley Frederica scrimmage. By the time you hear that, I will have already been to that game because that's a Thursday game. So yeah, I'm going to attend that one under the Oaks. I don't like to do that under the Oaks. That's kind of caught on for the Frederick Academy Knights in their culture. I prefer in the Bloody Marsh. I think that sounds way cooler as like one of your home monikers, right? Like Brantley County is heading over to the Bloody Marsh to play the Frederick Academy Knights. And there's a lot of historic stuff too. Like Google it. Bloody Marsh, St. Simon's Island, Google that. That's why it should be the Bloody Marsh. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, Jessup Furniture, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Football season is here, and here at Jessup Furniture, we are going long. Living room suits, dining room suits, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices, all the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, 912-267-1897. Also look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram, helping people furnish whatever they need, furnishing all across South Georgia. Okay, so I want to talk some regions. Region 1, 6A. I'm gonna update everybody on all of these regions, and I'm going to tell you who's going to win the dang regions. Region 1, 6A. And this is the second year of the contract. So the regions will reset next year. So this is the last year that these regions, as of right now, how they are as of right now, next year they will change in some way, shape, or form, or at least most of them will, I believe. 1, 6A, Camden, Colquitt, Lowndes, Richmond Hill, Tift, and Valdosta, arguably the toughest region in the state of Georgia. Arguably. There's another one, and maybe a couple in Atlanta, that might be able to argue and put themselves into the argument. Fine. But this is definitely in the conversation. Camden, Colquitt, Lowndes, Richmond Hill, Tift, and Valdosta. Look, Colquitt has dominated this region. They've had a share of it, region championship, all the way back to 2013. So basically what I'm telling you is they won that region 11 straight seasons, or at least claimed a share of it for 11 straight years, or 12, or whatever the math is. I don't see any reason for that to change. Now, I do the Camden thing. It's intriguing to me because of the quarterback situation. Parks Riandu and the kid that transferred in from Florida, I think his last name is Hill, if I'm not mistaken. They are two very, very different types of quarterback. Both are athletic. The kid that transferred in from Florida, he's probably more of a passer than the kid that's been there for the entirety and is now a senior. But the kid that's a senior, it's not like he can't throw it. He's very athletic. He's very good at running the offense. He's very tough. A lot of leadership in him. So, you know, we'll see. But if there's somebody that maybe can unseat Colquitt, I'm going to potentially pick Camden to possibly be able to unseat Colquitt. But I'm picking Colquitt to win the region. And we're just going to do the South Georgia region stuff. We're not going to, like, jump state to, you know, statewide. In 1-5A, you've got Bradwell Institute, Brunswick High, Effingham County, Evans, Glen Academy, Greenbrier, Lakeside Evans, South Effingham, and Statesboro. Pretty big region. Brunswick High is head and shoulders above everybody else in that region. Like I told you earlier, they can score with anybody. They're going to score a ton of points. I think they set a scoring record last year all time for the Pirates, and I think they're going to eclipse that this year too. We'll see how much defense they play, but in that region, I don't see anybody. I think they're head and shoulders above everybody. If there's a team that can unseat them, maybe if things go Glen Academy's way and then they get into that city championship game, which, you know, things get crazy in that game, it being a big time rivalry game, and Glen Academy finds a way to beat Brunswick and then they win the rest of their game, maybe Glen Academy could unseat them. And I don't think that's far-fetched, but, I mean, Glen Academy is going to have to score a ton of points. And I don't know that right now, with what Glen has on offense, they're going to be capable of scoring 45 or 50 to beat Brunswick. So, yeah. In 2-5A, Coffee, Houston, Lee County, Northside Warner Robins, Thomas County Central, and Veterans. This is one of those regions that also has an argument to say we're the toughest region in the state. I told you I think Houston's got a chance to win that region, but Lee is the favorite, and I'm picking Lee to win that region. But don't be surprised if Houston stuns some folks. I won't be stunned because I'm telling you about them now. But I'm still picking Lee County to win the region. In 1-4A, Benedictine, New Hampstead, Perry, Ware County, Warner Robins, and Wayne County. I told you this is really going to come down to Benedictine and Ware. I'm going to pick Benedictine. I think that they've got that train rolling. I think Ware's going to have a lot better of a season they did last year. Good bounce back year for the Gators. I think Benedictine wins it again. That's Region 1-4A. 3-3A, Beach, Calvary Day, Groves, Islands, Jenkins, Johnson of Savannah, Liberty County, Long County, Southeast Bullock, and Windsor Forest. Okay. I've been telling you teams that I think could unseat favorites. My favorite in this region, I'm picking Calvary Day to win the region. But I think there's a chance that Southeast Bullock could win this region. I think Southeast Bullock has improved that much. I think that they've got a new quarterback coming in. I think they're loaded. I think they are very athletic. I think they're going to be a very good football team. I think Southeast Bullock has a chance to unseat Calvary Day. But I'm picking Calvary Day to win that region. In 3-AA, you've got Appling, Cook, Crisp, Pierce, and Tatnall. You know, the cream of the crop in that region is Pierce and Appling. Last year, Appling technically won that region, and of course, they had to forfeit all those games for having a quote-unquote ineligible player. I'll take Pierce to win the region over in Blackshear. That'll be a fun scrimmage game, too. Glen Academy heading over to Pierce in the Bears' Den to play over in Blackshear. That'll be fun. I'm gonna pick Pierce. Not gonna be stunned if Appling wins it, but I'll take Pierce. That's really a two-headed monster region. And then you've got Single A Division One: Bacon County, Berrien, Brantley, Fitzgerald, Jeff Davis, Thomasville, and Worth County. I think Fitzgerald's head and shoulders above everybody else in that region. If you're gonna pick somebody that maybe could unseat them, maybe Bacon, maybe Jeff Davis. Just depends, right? Like Jeff Davis, for like 3 or 4 years ago, they had a 3-year run where they were being ranked inside of state rankings in their classification. I mean, they were really good, 9-1, 10-0 type seasons. So maybe, but I'll pick Fitzgerald. And then 3A Division One: Savannah Christian, Savannah Country Day, Swainsboro, Tombs, Vidalia. Savannah Christian and Savannah Country Day easily should be winning that region. I'll pick Savannah Christian. I don't know what Swainsboro's got coming back. Again, they had a little bit of a down year last year, and they were on a roll before that. So there's a chance Swainsboro could be in the mix. I'll say either Savannah Christian or Swainsboro actually wins that region. One of those two. I'll pick Savannah Christian just to keep up appearances. Two Single A Division Two: Atkinson, Brooks, Charlton County, Clinch County, Eccles County, Irwin County, Lanier County, and Turner County. Brooks is really good. Clinch is going to be really good. Charlton's probably going to be pretty good too. Irwin's going to be good. I'll take Clinch. Clinch or Brooks? I think Brooks won it last year. I'll take Clinch County to win it this year. It's hard to go wrong to pick, you know, anytime you pick Clinch County to win a game, it's hard to often go wrong with that. Over in Homerville, they know what they're doing. And then in 3A Division II, Bryan, this is a big region, Bryan County, Claxton, Emmanuel County Institute, Jenkins County, McIntosh County Academy, Metter, Portal, Savannah, and Screven County. Bryan County had a great year last year, kind of a breakout season for the Redskins. McIntosh County Academy, returning quarterback, and they've got some other pieces too. A lot coming back. Metter looks pretty good too. Metter has been a powerhouse for the last 6 or 7 seasons. Portal looks good. I'm going to go on a limb here. I'm going actually out of the box because most of we'll give it to Bryan County since they won it last year. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to pick McIntosh County Academy. I'm picking MCA to win Region 3A Division 2. I'm picking MCA to win that region. So, I mean, and these are pretty much all of the teams across South Georgia in their regions. And what we did not cover are, you know, a bunch of the Atlanta schools, North Georgia schools, but like basically south of May, again, inside our area, inside the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Ranking area, which is I-16 roundabout and south, and then I-75 roundabout and east. Those are the teams that we're going to discuss and that are eligible to be in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. So, yeah.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family, because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Summer is in full swing and back to school will be here before you know it. Don't stress, because Gentlemen's and Ladies Outfitters in Southern Tide has you covered. Swing in to both locations in the shops at Sea Island next to Harris Teeter for the best selection of AFCO, Johnny O, Duckhead, and more. Tons of Bulldogs and Braves apparel too. Lots from Mom and Dad as well. The best ladies shoe collection on St. Simon's Island. Come on in to Gentlemen's and Ladies Outfitters in Southern Tide, and let us keep your family in style.
The friendly staff at Golnaz Pharmacy would like to invite you to their new second location off of Exit 29, just down from Winn-Dixie. Golnaz Pharmacy accepts most insurances, offers online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes, and a convenient drive-through at both locations. Whether it's our Altama location or Exit 29, Golnaz Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. 912-266-8140 or 912-400-2929. Golden Isles Pharmacy. At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook.
Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has two locations to serve you. Max's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Macon Light, Monday through Saturday. Both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Max's Barbecue. Give them a like on Facebook.
Show's starting to, we're starting to creep toward that, I got like 18 minutes left in the show. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, Golden House Collision, by Jessup Furniture, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple-A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jaxshrimp.com. That's jaxshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball, affordable, family fun. Been to a few of those games. They are great. I highly, highly recommend hitting them up. And how apropos that we do a baseball read heading into a baseball segment. So, and there, we're not even going to spend a lot of time because there's not really, you know, I didn't get a chance. Again, I was on vacation last week, so I didn't do a show when the baseball trade deadline was going on. And the Braves just absolutely, Alex Anthopoulos, man, you know, you earned a lot of clout. And it's a good thing that you did for the 21 season and a few of the moves that you have made since then, because the last couple of years, man, things have not looked real good for you. As far as what you've done and haven't done. And I think that you have burned up that collateral now. They didn't move any significant pieces that they needed to move. The farm system for position players is in shambles. There's nobody to go get. There's nobody to call up to get time to see what they can do. You know, maybe Nacho Alvarez, but we already know he's not ready. Your number one pitching prospect, Hurston Waldrop, you hadn't even seen him at the major league level. They've gone through all of these pitchers, no Hurston Waldrop, which I find very intriguing. Why? You know, it's not like we haven't seen him in the major league level before. We have, but not this year. Marcelo Zuna, still in a Braves uniform. Rasil Iglesias, which I get, I can understand. I can understand maybe not finding a deal for Ozuna that made sense to move him. Maybe I can hear an argument for that. I think it'll be a weak one, but maybe I can hear an argument for it. But what I can't understand is how you've got an aging closer on an expiring contract, a guy that's got playoff experience out the wazoo and has been successful as a closer the last three or four seasons in a Braves uniform, and you can't find a place to send that guy to get something decent in return for him. He had been pitching better He got off to a rough start. Sure he did, but he'd been pitching better. Now, I don't think that he's the caliber of a pitcher this year with the season that he's had to go in and be somebody's closer. But do I think that there was a lot of value with Raisel Iglesias to go in and be somebody's seventh or eighth inning guy? Oh, you bet your hot pancakes I do. And somehow, he's still in a Braves uniform. He's going to walk at the end of the season. They're not going to re-sign him. He's going to sign cheap somewhere else because of the abysmal year that he had, and the Braves are not going to get anything for him, not even a qualifying offer. They're not even going to get a compensatory draft pick for losing him to free agency because he's not going to sign for enough money. And because he's older. You got to move these guys. I cannot fathom that there wasn't somebody that called Anthopoulos and said, hey, what you want for Iglesias? And he says, well, what do you have? And they said, well, this is what we're willing to part with. I can't imagine that conversation didn't happen at least with one general manager, and it probably happened with multiple general managers. I get it. Bullpen guys are cheap. I understand that. But you got to get something. He can't be in a Braves uniform still, but he is. And Ozuna, same thing. Again, I can understand an argument that maybe there wasn't a market for an aging designated hitter that can't play the outfield, whose offensive numbers were down, and rumors that he couldn't drive the ball because of a hip injury. Okay. I can understand that maybe there weren't calls. But I think that Anthopoulos wanted more than what Ozuna was going to bring back. And I think Anthopoulos was unwilling to budge. I think that's basically what happened. I think that's basically what went down. And I think that's why Iglesias and Ozuna are still in Braves uniforms. Now, everybody else, I like Pierce Johnson still being a Braves uniform. I'm happy he is. Ozzy, same. Sean Murphy, same. And they did make a couple of moves for some bullpen arms to help for 2026. We'll see what we got. But Iglesias and Ozuna, there is absolutely no reason for them to be in a Braves uniform other than Anthopoulos being bad at whatever he was trying to do.
Golnow's Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
This football season, make sure you catch every heart-pounding snap at Mullet Bay on St. Simon's Island, 512 Ocean Boulevard, just down from the Pier Village, where you can find live pregame music all football season long. Dine in or take out, lunch and dinner. Wild Georgia shrimp, fresh flounder, fresh salmon, fresh oysters. Check out Mullet Bay's new look and new menu. Call 912-634-9977, mulletbayrestaurant.com, and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Live pregame music all football season long at Mullet Bay. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you're going to need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. And if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Be sure to ask about our keg selection, too. Locally family-owned and operated since 1985. Off exit 29 on I-95. 61 Candler Drive. Call 912-265-2567. And look for specials on Facebook. M&B Liquors.
Trying to find great family fun, but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
because I've been so enthusiastic about high school football season, we are up against it here in this fifth segment, the last segment of the show, and I literally have like 4 minutes, which is about half, less than half of what the segments normally run. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, and by Jessup Furniture and the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at CompanionForHeroes.org. Okay, so we were talking about games. I'm going to run through some of these, the big games for week one, right? So wherever you're at, find a game near you because there's lots to choose from. Brunswick High goes to Camden. Now, this is next Friday night. Brunswick High goes to Camden. Benedictine goes to Colquitt. Tucker goes to Valdosta. Wayne is at Glen. New Hampstead at South Effingham. Southeast Bullock at Statesboro, Bainbridge at Coffey, Lee at Warner Robins, Appling at Ware, Charlton at Brantley, Fitzgerald at Irwin, Swainsboro at Dublin, and Portal at Bullock Academy. Well, that's in Statesboro. That's the Irk Russell Classic. So tons of games to choose from. Please find yourself a good game to go to on Friday night, or even if you don't want to go to one of those premier games, just go to something somewhere. High school football, man, there's nothing better. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, Jessup Furniture, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports, the most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for me, the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com, Friday night lights and sweet tea. Find yourself a game to get to. I'll probably be up at Brooklet. If you see me, come say hello. If I'm not in Brooklet, then I'll probably be at Glen County Stadium. If you see me, come and say hello. Yes, high school football, here we go.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. High school football scrimmage games going on all over the state as we are just 1 week away from the kickoff of the season. Some scrimmage games going on from around Georgia. Southeast Bullock will host Burke County in Brooklet. Ware will visit Glen County Stadium between the bricks to take on Brunswick High. Brantley heads over to St. Simon's to take on Frederica Academy under the Oaks. And Glenn will take a trip to the Bears Den in Blackshear to take on Pierce County. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. Football season is here and we are going long at Jessup Furniture. Living room suits, dining room suits, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices, all the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, just down from Old Times. 912-267-1897 and look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple-A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and Sweet Tea.